For decades, archaeologists have believed that the Middle East was the world's first farm belt. Early settlers grew wheat and barley there about 10,000 years ago. Now it appears that people in tropical South America may have been raising squash at about the same time. As NPR's Eric Kneeler reports, these new findings may alter scientists' view of how early humans shifted from hunting to gardening.
It's pretty easy to tell what the ancient Greeks or Romans ate. They left behind jugs, pots, menus, and recipes. The only way to study prehistoric meals is if they've been preserved in a dry cave or under ice. In a tropical climate, that's impossible. Fawn Bryant is an archaeologist at Texas A&M University. He says many of his colleagues have just written off the tropics as a place to study early farmers.
The problem is that in this forest soils, you don't find corn cobs, you don't find beans, you don't find pieces of gourd because they disintegrate. And they just kind of blew it off and said, well, you know, we're wasting our time down here.
But a pair of researchers has just published evidence in the journal Science that people living 10,000 years ago in coastal Ecuador were growing squash, most likely eating its nutritious seeds. That finding pushes back the timeline for the earliest domestic agriculture in the New World by about 2,000 years.
The paper about the Las Vegas site down in Ecuador is very significant because, for one thing, it is now turning back the clock on the origins of agriculture in the New World far earlier than anybody ever believed.
The study's author is Dolores Paperno, a scientist at the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama. Paperno says she figured the age of the squash using a relatively new dating technique called accelerated mass spectrometry, or AMS. This technique can measure the age of small amounts of carbon found in plant material.
You can date a fragment of a seed, or you can date a kernel of a corn cob, or you can date the carbon occurring inside of a collection of phytoliths.
Phytoliths are microscopic crystals of silica that give plants their structure. Each plant variety, whether squash, broccoli, or a weed, has a distinctly shaped phytolith. When the rest of the plant has rotted away, the phytoliths remain behind in the soil. Paperno hit on the idea of looking for phytoliths to find out what early settlers in Ecuador ate. To find these important clues, Paperno looked at places where they might have gathered.
We look in garbage dumps, we look in sites that appear to have been occupied for more than a month or two a year.
The ancient dump sites are composed like layers in a cake, with older material at the bottom. Paperno found the phytoliths by using a microscope to scan the surfaces of stone tools, bones, and shells buried in the dump. She identified phytoliths of domesticated rather than wild squash. But not everyone agrees that evidence is clear-cut. David Lentz, an archaeobotanist at the Chicago Botanic Garden, says the important little phytoliths, which can tell you what people were eating, may have gotten stirred up in the layers of soil.
As these things could move up and down through the soil, you might be mixing things that are old with things that are relatively recent.
Lentz says that archaeologists will likely debate her finding, but he says Paperno has presented a strong case. It took Paperno nearly 20 years of research to show that there are bits of 10,000-year-old squash buried in Ecuador. If confirmed, it would show that farming developed almost simultaneously in both the old and new worlds. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.